WJT, F4ZLK.
Okay, KQ4WJT, good morning.
How are you doing this morning? Running late?
Yes and no, I've got that, do that men's small group every Thursday morning from 6 to 7:30, so just left that, headed up the mountain.
See twice a week?
He said there.
Do PT, physical therapy, twice a week also?
PT sometimes in the mornings, but try and keep it once in the morning, once in the afternoon.
You got a lot going on there.
A lot of early mornings over here.
How is Nadine and Ada doing?
Good. Yeah, they're both probably still sleeping. Ada's probably awake at this point. But, yeah, they're doing well. I think Ada's excited for the snow. She hasn't really... Last time it snowed was 21 with that good bit of snow that we got, but she was too little to remember it. So hopefully she's excited.
Get out and enjoy it. That'll be fun. Hope you guys get plenty, but not enough to keep you trapped in for a little while.
Fine. I mean, we're close to downtown, so I'm sure if they have to clear roads, those will probably happen first. I don't know.
De-icer or salt for the steps?
I'm actually picking up pool ice or pool salt because they were all out of the road salt at Lowe's.
Finer grain salt than that rock salt.
We're fine, so I don't know how well or not it'll do, but I think we'll probably just use more of it on the steps. May wash away a little quicker, but hopefully it'll help.
It should do fine for you.
All right, your house?
I mean, if it's mostly snow, it should be fine, and I don't know how much ice they're predicting or freezing rain. If it... It's not supposed to rain, you know, for a couple days, so, or freezing rain. We should be good, and they've done a lot of work out here since the last storm, trying to keep trees off of the line, so we'll see.
I feel like we'll get some, but it'll probably melt away pretty quickly.
Prepare, though. Prepare for the worst. Prepare for the worst. And hope for the best. Prepare for the worst. Yeah, it would be worst.
Have you made it into work, or are you still driving there?
I'm actually sitting at my desk. I'm staying out today. I'll tell you later, but I'm not working today. Maybe not tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see.
Be able to hang out at home. Stay a little warmer.
And I probably will go in tomorrow. And hope that everybody closes down in the afternoon and I can come home early.
UPS will kind of run no matter what, and then if everyone's closed, you'll just head home early.
Run like we used to. We used to run no matter what, and now they're a little more, what do you call it? We don't run like we used to. They'll have us all in there, and we'll hem-haul around and load packages and stand around, and we'll let you know in an hour. Or if the roads aren't bad, we'll send you out, and as soon as they start getting slick, head back in. So it used to be that we stayed out no matter what. Even the night runs, they would go no matter what.
It's a good thing. I mean, I don't know. I guess up north they're probably running no matter what, but they're all used to the snow and ice up there.
I remember... Back early on, I remember watching them put chains on the tractors, but you can't do that in South Carolina anymore because the snow and ice pack is not thick enough and you end up damaging the roads. So you're not allowed to run chains in South Carolina. There are other states you can, and they do. But, and we've had drivers flip the sets, you know, at nighttime when it's snowing, they've gone off. Slid off the road or flipped over. But now I think they just say if it's too bad, we'll just hold it up and not run.
Does UPS view that as the driver's fault?
I think they take it into consideration. I know one guy flipped a set, and I don't think they charged him with the accident. It was somebody caused it in front of them, and there was nothing he could do. So they would obviously like to avoid those situations. Though I know in other parts of the country where they get this all the time, they run anyway. So, but around here, they're a little more lenient on it, just because we don't experience it as much.
I feel like most years, there's a big workup about it, and ends up kind of piddling out whenever the storm does come.
But if it comes up from Atlanta to us, we usually get more snow than if it comes across the mountains from the west. We might get some snow, but not as bad. But whenever it comes up from Atlanta, it's usually worse.
Well, are you getting into anything today, or are you just taking it easy at the house?
Here, hopefully soon for a little bit, but not going to do too much anyway. But let me let you go. I don't know where you are, but I got to go get ready. So I will talk to you later. And good to hear you. Say hello to the – tell Ada Pops loves her, and say hello to Nadine. Tell her I love her too.
Love you guys. Tell Mom said hi. Have a good day. KQ4WJT.
Seth, hope you have a good day. And keep us informed about what's going on with Nadine there. So we'll talk to you later. Love you. N4ZLK.